Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have Baruch on the line with me. And he has a single out called Ant Hills. And you know, when I received this, I was laughing because I had a dream about ants maybe like 2 days ago. And so when I got the email, I was like, oh no, well, I gotta find out why he made a song called Ant Hills. So Baruch, jump on in here and tell the people a little bit about yourself, and let's talk about this single and your music.
Yeah, so my name is Baruch. First and foremost, all glory to God. It is a Hebrew name that means blessed.
Amen.
So, a son of God, a child of God, trying to live up to the name that he blessed me with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a youth pastor. I am a recently signed recording artist for Holy Culture Radio Record. And yes, I've been releasing singles for the kingdom of God for going on 5 years now.
Oh, okay. That's all right. What inspired you to get into music?
I would say my mom put me in the youth choir probably like 6 years old. So I've just always been singing in church.
Okay.
That's my root.
Oh, okay. Okay. So 5 years in, prior to that, what were you doing? What was life like growing up as a Christian young man?
All right. So I grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
But around like 16, 17, like teenage years is when I left the church.
Uh-huh.
I was always into music, but somewhere in the process, I got into just hip hop. And hip hop, it promoted a lot of violence. It promoted a lot of just things that were not of God.
Right.
And it influenced me. So I kind of lost my identity in that. And for the next 10 plus years of my life, I kind of was just in the world, living in the world, doing everything in the world, living as a person that believed in God but didn't have a relationship with Jesus. So real rough, real struggle. And I was a local struggle secular rapper.
So then how did you get into, you just transferred it into gospel? Like, what was that transition like?
Yeah. So the transition for me is I had a couple encounters, God, that really, really changed my life. One of the first encounters was I actually went through a mental illness where I was diagnosed with maniac depression. I was diagnosed with bipolar. I was put in a psych ward. I was like one of those people that you would see wandering the street, talking to themselves,
mm-hmm.
Very homeless, just really lost. Like, not just lost not knowing God, like lost out of my mind, lost.
Right, right.
And from my upbringing of knowing of the name of Jesus, crying out to him, and when I called on God, he restored my mind.
Amen.
And that was like my first real encounter to know that, hold up, God is real, because he just brought me back to sanity.
Right.
But I still didn't like surrender my life. I kind of just was like, shout out to God, man. Like, he was real. But I was too oppressed. I was caught up in depression. I was caught up in addiction. I was caught up in idolatry, focusing on fortune and fame and things like that. But my next encounter was when I had a son, my firstborn son. He took his first breath before he completely was pushed out of his mom. They call it swallowing stool. So he swallowed all the things that were on the inside of the womb. So when he came out, he wasn't breathing.
Oh, God.
And I prayed to God that he would heal my son. I prayed that he didn't let my son, let me lose my child in this hospital. After all I've been through mentally, like, I know you're real. And God moved again, and my son is alive and healthy today. Glory to God. So that was just another big encounter that I had with God, but I still didn't surrender my life. I was moving like, God, I owe you one. But the last encounter was in 2020, and that was it for me. I was just losing everything. I broke up with my son's mother after being with her for 4 years, so I was going through heartbreak. My dad passed away in 2017, so I was dealing with just depression, and I also was dealing with suicidal thoughts and not wanting to be alive. Just real, real dark times for me, and I finally just was like, had a Jonah moment with, okay, God, I'm done running.
Right.
I'm done running. I just began to seek the Lord for myself, and I began to pray. And one day I was on my knees praying, and I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and I felt the tangible power and presence of God in my mom's bathroom. And from there, he changed my life. And that's when my walk started with Christ, January of 2020.
And that was right during the whole COVID situation as well. So, oh, man.
Yes, it was literally like 2 weeks before. It was like I gave my life to Christ, and then 2 weeks two weeks later, it seemed like the world was about to
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was just sold out. I was so focused on my word, my Bible, going to church, just really getting filled up with the Holy Spirit. So I wasn't really too much paying attention to everything that was going on in the world. It didn't even hit me until months in, and I realized, like, man, like, the world is social distancing, and I'm locked in with Jesus, so I'm just
Come
so,
on.
I'm just so I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just out here trying to minister the word and let people know that my Savior is alive.
Oh, man. I mean, and to now know that not only are you doing music, youth, being a youth pastor, and just, you know, that transformation. I thank you so much for being so transparent, because people need to hear it. And one thing I always like to let people know, God don't leave you. We leave God, you know. So it's always when we repent. I like that. That's one of my favorite words. And that's why David was a man after God's own heart, because he knew that. He knew how to humble himself. He knew how to repent. And that's what makes a person have a true heart for God. Because I love what you said, you know, God help me, but I still ain't surrender. You know, and that's so true for so many. And especially growing up in the church and being young. And of course, we know the enemy is going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at us when we're young. So I love it that, one, you understand on so many levels how people can stray away. And then you understand the power of a true encounter that brings people back and makes them stay. Because once you realize the lies of the world, and the world don't have nothing good. It just don't have nothing good for you. And you realize that loving God and being in Christ is not what so many people have conjured up. Like, you slip or fall or you backslide, that God doesn't love you anymore. That's the biggest lie. And so I thank you so much again for your transparency, because that's what makes people even stay further from the church, because it's a lie. They think that just because they made a mistake, just because they had a baby out of wedlock, just because they did drugs and became an alcoholic and was addicted, just because they was prostituting, just because these are the people we trying to reach, you know?
Exactly.
And so if you're listening, I hope you heard the man of God, because no matter what you have done, God is still listening for your heart. He still wants you to repent. He still wants you to come back to him. And I tell you, when you do, I promise you, you'll never go back. You know, I was saying Kamala Harris, when she was like, we're not going back. I was like, that's the best prophetic utterance in this world, and no one heard her. But the key is, stop going back.
That's it. Not going back.
That's right. Nothing That's right. That's right. We're not going back. I love it. I love it. Now, anthills. You said God can turn any of our problems into anthills. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So the Bible talks about a mustard seed of faith. All it takes is a mustard seed of faith to move a mountain.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Jesus spoke in parables, because parables just break things down in a simple way for anybody to understand it.
Right.
And there's no one on God's green earth that does not know what an anthill is. Those little tiny little specks of dirt
right.
that be on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of a mountain, you're like, this is a big thing that's in my way. It's having the understanding that a mountain is like an anthill to God.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So small.
Yeah, that's so good.
Whatever issue, whatever problem, no matter how big it is, every single thing in my life that has been a mountain for me, God has turned it into anthills. Like, there's no mountain that he leaves in my way.
That's all right.
They literally become so small to my big God that I'm like, now your faith just increases. So that's just a metaphor and a word of saying how God can turn any mountain in your life into an anthill. It's a word of encouragement.
Right, right, right. And that's a whole word right there, what you just said. I'm going to try to stay steady. You have another single coming out, For Your Glory. Reference that song to maybe something that may have happened with you that you just felt like, oh my God, for his glory.
For the glory of God, my entire life is night and day from what it used to be.
Right.
And it's all for the glory of God. So five years ago, that when I was talking about how, like, in that COVID season, I was just going through so much, but I was just surrendering and truly giving my life to Christ. Here we are 5 years later. I have a beautiful wife, who is a woman of God.
Amen.
We have beautiful, healthy children. Mm-hmm. He's redeemed us. Like what you said, you think people are, that God is done with you when you have children out of wedlock or you do certain things. Well, we both had a past.
Right.
But we're new creations.
Come on.
She had two kids with two other men.
Mm-hmm.
The world would say, well, you got these babies by different men. No one's going to want to marry you. No one's going to want to be with you.
Right.
And here I was. I had a son with a woman when I was in the world. And we're not together. So people will say, oh, you're a deadbeat dad. You're not together. You're a broken family. You're a statistic. Well, we both gave our life to Christ. The Lord allowed us to meet each other. And we got in covenant. It's for his glory that both of our life has been redeemed. Because now she's not a single mother. I'm not a deadbeat dad. We're actually a blended kingdom family, raising
children
that have both their parents in their life. And I can brag on God because it's for his glory that this is a marriage that is founded on faithfulness and loyalty. I have never stepped out. I brag on that.
Right.
I've never stepped out on my wife. I've never cheated on her. She's never stepped out. She's never cheated on me. And we don't have trust issues. We are in love with Jesus.
Amen.
For his glory, because that's only the Holy Spirit that's empowering us to live kingdom minded. Because the flesh tries, but we like, nope. This marriage is for the glory of God.
That's right. That's you bringing the heat, brother. You bringing the heat. All right, let's talk about your other single. Give them some more.
Yeah. So give them some more. It just starts off. Well, God said, go out and make disciples.
Right.
And then he also said that we will preach the gospel to the nations.
Right.
And in the beginning of Give Him Some More, because God has been so good to me, I can't help but be bold in my faith.
That's right.
A lot of times I notice that us as children of God, a lot of us want to just preach to the choir, but we kind of stay in our comfort zone, and we continue to, we're having Bible study or we're talking about Jesus, but it's with the people in our church. Sometimes it gets a little more difficult when we run into people of different religions, and we just go, well, they're Jehovah's Witness, or they're Hebrew, or they're Mormon, or they're Muslim, and they got their own God that they serve, so we just gonna let them be lost. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna give them some truth.
Right.
I'm gonna give them some more. Somebody done already gave them some,
right?
But it's sprinkled in with some lies, because the good thing is they believe that there is a God. The only thing is, I need to give them some more. I need to give them some more Jesus. I need to give them some more word, some more living water. I need to give them some more bread of life, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So in this song, I talk about how I'm evangelizing, discipling, and ministering, preaching to people that are walking this walk with wrong God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm in that song. It's a song of evangelizing.
Man, I love it.
The more that they're getting is just more of God, because you can never get enough of him.
That's right. That's the God's honest truth. Now, mm-hmm. How do you consider yourself, like, a Christian artist?
I'm like one of those guys that just love scripture.
Uh-huh.
I came across a scripture that says, that the Lord says, you are a chosen instrument for God's personal use.
Love it.
If I was to be asked, like you just did, I would say I am a chosen instrument for God's glory.
Amen.
I'm an instrument of the Lord. However he wants to use me musically for his glory, that's who I am. When it comes to you know, when it comes to, are you looking to book, if you want to book a Christian artist, I'll raise my hand.
Right,
got you.
If you
want to book a kingdom, raise my hand. If you want to book a artist that loves Jesus, I'll raise my hand. I'm whatever that Holy Spirit, if God is in it, I'm talking about Father, Son, Holy Spirit, so Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. If they're in it, I'm with it.
Right, got you. Now let me ask you a question, because you're in your 30s. When and being an artist and your music is hot and you're doing your thing, and say a secular artist wanted to do a collaboration, what would you say, or what would be your process of determining whether you would do it or not?
Yeah, my process would be if it's good soil, if they're willing to get to know Jesus.
Okay.
Outside of the music, if you're actually willing to seek the Lord for yourself. So a process with a secular artist, mainstream or non-mainstream, it would look like, first I would ask God, okay, God, what's the mission or purpose behind this song? Like, why should I do this song with them? Or do you want me to do this song with them?
Right.
Because, yeah, that's just first and foremost. But I will say this, there will be lots of stipulations. So, like, no, you got to be sober during the process of making this music.
Right.
We have to pray. We have to pray and invite the Holy Spirit in making this music. It has to be biblically sound doctrine, so therefore, no profanity can be in the
Absolutely.
Process of making this music.
Right.
You have to sign a contract, because even in the process of promoting and pushing this music, you can't be out. You can't be. This song is not going to be mixed in with secular music, and you're not going to drop this song, and then tomorrow you're talking about women derogatory. Like, no, this is holy ground. Those are my thoughts on it, but most likely I probably would not work with an artist that isn't living for Christ.
Gotcha.
Or isn't willing to.
Right.
Don't have to be perfect.
Right.
You just have to be dry.
Have to be, yeah. I like that, and I wanted to ask you that, because when, this is just me, you know, as a Christian, first of all, non-Christians don't understand the walk of Christianity. Let me just say that. And so what God will give one person to do, he may not give another person to do. And what I loved about your answer is that is absolutely true. I have a magazine and I have a Christian radio show. So yes, I do interview secular artists, right? I also love music, and any music that has inspiration or gospel, speaking the gospel through the word of God, I'm going to play it. I love it. I don't care, right? Who it come from.
Yeah.
Long as it's promoting Jesus Christ, I'm all in, right? Now, I understand, and I love, my pastor always teaches, we don't know our Sauls to Paul, right? But yeah, everybody want to be like, ooh, I love Paul. He wrote half of the New Testament. Oh, but he was killing Christians and blah, blah, blah. When we don't know our Sauls to Paul, I'm so thankful for your answer and your transparency again, because how are we going to reach people and get people to know our Jesus if we don't confront them? And I love what you said, with a contract or with our own righteousness and truth about who God is. And if you don't fit that profile, no, I really can't work with you. But I love what you said. If they are willing and seeking God, yes. You almost made me fall out my chair, because, you know, that is how we're supposed to reach the people.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and thank you, because I've been meaning to ask that question to some Christian artists, just to help people understand our process when we're approached with certain secular things. Like, I be like, sometimes y'all doing too much. When y'all go to those fancy restaurants, you don't ask if the cook is saved. You just go there and eat the food. No, I'm so serious. You know, when you go to work and your boss smoke, drink, fall out, you want your check at the end of the week. You ain't even saying nothing to your boss about Jesus. So we're in the world, not of the world. But those who God has chosen, they have a job to do. And it's not for no one to point fingers. It's for people to watch God. Not everybody can go in the lion's den like Daniel, because they don't have a prayer life. Okay, slow down, Nigeria. Slow down.
I put Holy Spirit on that. Keep going.
Woo! All right. So your singles that you got out now are hot and fire. Now you said this is part of an album that you're putting together.
Yeah, so these are singles that I'm releasing up to the album.
Uh-huh.
So there's not a guarantee if these songs will be on the album.
Okay.
But these are at least giving people the mind frame, the heart posture of who I am as a artist.
Yeah.
So that they will be wanting to listen to the album.
Okay, cool. Do you have a name for the album yet?
I don't have a name for the album, but I do have a name that I'm leaning towards.
Okay, you don't have to say it. You don't have to give it to us, but okay. And so this is an independent label. Is it your label, or you partner with someone, or you're just signed to an independent label or a major label? I don't know which label.
Yeah, it's Holy Culture Records. So I'm signed to the label.
Okay. Well, man, this has been blessed. This is a blessed interview. I thank you so much. And you have your video out on YouTube, right? Let everybody know your social media and how they can reach you.
Yeah, so on all platforms, you can find me at Baruch Follows Jesus. That's B-A-R-U-C-H, Follows Jesus. And I have a video out streaming everywhere right now called Give Him Some More. It's an official video to Give Him Some More. You can watch it. There's an official video to Ant Hills as well on YouTube. You can find that there. And make sure you tap subscribe and stay tuned with everything that's coming out.
All right. And thank you so much. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. And now that you joined the family, make sure as you continue to prosper and grow in your music career or whatever angle God leads you to, please consider Urban Buzz Magazine as one of your media partners, and we'll be happy to have you on again as our guest.
Amen. I appreciate it. I'm part of the family. I'm honored and respect. This has been great. Glory to God.
Amen.